You're listening to Finances Demystified with Dominique Broadway, the podcast that provokes the conversation of money, demystifies all your finances, and shows you how to bring all of your dreams to reality so that you can live your very best life on your own terms. Welcome back to another episode of Finances Demystified. And as always, I'm your host, Dominique Broadway. This podcast was sponsored by Uber. I'm excited to talk about Uber's vehicle partners and how you can drive with Uber without using your own vehicle. Did you know that? I truly didn't, and I'm looking forward to sharing more about how their offerings are flexible and music to our ears, low financial risk. With weekly, hourly, and longer options, you can begin earning and driving with Uber fast. And I am super excited for today's podcast, as it's one of my favorite times of the year. You want to know why? Because it's June, and June means that we are halfway through the year. Yes, half of the year is gone, and I know it's super crazy. I feel like I'm still celebrating my birthday that was in January, but that's not the case. It's June, which also means that it's time to review. It's time to evaluate, and it's time to honestly just be real with yourself and understanding or identifying, I guess, are you on track with your financial goals or not? I think a lot of us tend to BS ourselves all year long, and then at the end of the year, we're so disappointed that we did not hit our financial goals. And most times, it's actually our fault. So as you know, one of the best ways to reach your financial goals, or really any goal for that matter, is to write your goal down. So I want you to pull out the goal list and I want you to see where you are at. Now, hopefully this is not the first time that you've looked at your list since writing them down in January. And hopefully you've been looking at your goals monthly, weekly, or at least my personal preference, which is daily. So first things first, like I said, pull out your list and see where you are. All the goals that you made, how are you coming along with them? Like, are you still in the same exact situation that you were in January, or are you even in a worse situation? So if you had a goal of budgeting better, this is a good time to review your spending from over the past few months. And honestly, like I said earlier, be realistic with yourself. Stop lying to yourself. You're never going to be able to accomplish any of the goals in your business, personal, or financial life if you're constantly lying to yourself. Have you been spending all of your money? Have you been under budget every month, which is good? Have you been looking at the financial tracking apps that we recommend that you use? Or are you just not looking at your bank account at all? This is the time of year where you ask yourself those questions, because this is the time that you also can ask yourself those questions and actually begin to change things so that you're not seeing yourself in the same exact situation or worse next time this year, or for years and years and years to come. So next, if you had a goal to pay off debt, which is a big goal for a lot of people that I talk to, a lot of people that I work with, be real. Has that balance decreased at all? If it has not decreased at all, this is a good time for you to stop, evaluate, and say, hey, am I continuously using the cards? Am I still overspending every month, which is why I have to keep using the cards. But either way, take some time today and review all of your debts and determine if you need to consolidate some credit cards, look for lower interest rates, if you need to stop using your cards altogether, or if you need to begin sending more money towards your debt in general. And most importantly, make sure you're not continuing to use your credit cards, as obviously your balances will never, ever go down if you keep paying them off and using them again. Now, lastly, my favorite topic, making more money. So if this was a goal of yours for 2019, what have you done to make this happen? Have you made any more money at all? Are you still just working your regular 9-to-5 and complaining about the fact that you don't have money week after week? Or have you actually taken some time to put some steps in action to make more money? So what have you done? Ask yourself that question. What have I done to make more money this year? Have you explored options to start a business, or have you even considered selling some of the items that you have that you aren't using anymore? And if you have started to explore options to start a business, like, how far did you go? Did you pretty much just make it as far as having the idea and not actually doing anything about it? Or did you actually take the time to write out a plan and action steps to start that business? As you know, with all businesses, the easiest thing to do is come up with the idea. But making it happen is where most people fail and why they never become entrepreneurs, or they're really never able to get their business off the ground. Another awesome option to make money on your own time is to earn and drive with Uber. Believe it or not, you can drive with Uber without using your own vehicle. You can begin earning quickly with rideshare ready cars, and the rental options are hourly, weekly, or longer. All low stress and low risk financially. This is perfect for making your own schedule and earning on your own terms. It's super convenient to sign up and pick a rideshare ready car at a location near you, getting you on the road and earning in no time. Even better, basic maintenance is included and there are low cost options. There are even driver incentives when you rent with Uber's partners and drive with Uber. No matter what your goals are, make sure you stay on top of them, and you still have 6 more months to make 2019 your best financial year yet. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Finances Demystified. We'll see you very soon.